All right. So my first question is, what have you currently got going on?
Aha. Good question. Well, besides running my company called Heroes for Hire, where I book celebrities and personal appearances like the show here in Calgary, I also teach Tai Chi 3 or 4 days a week, and I also just finished the 5th season of The Guild. So I'm looking forward to hearing the fans' reactions to my participation.
Great. Now, my real question to take you back is, now there were many changes on Buck Rogers between season 1 and season 2, and I'm interested to get your take on those changes and like how, when they approached you, how it kind of went over with you.
Well, at first, John Mantley, the new producer for the second season, I wasn't sure exactly how he was going forward. He seemed very enthusiastic, and I was very in support of his ideas. However, I did not realize that we were going to be losing some of our tongue-in-cheek playfulness, which I think was so much a part of the show. So that sort of bothered me in the long run. Although there were a couple of episodes that I really liked in the second season, the overall feeling of the show was, it was different and it didn't fit right. And I mean, I love Wilfred Hyde White. He was wonderful to work with. But we weren't fans of Crichton, the robot. We wanted Dr. Theo back, you know, and I was really heartbroken that Tim O'Connor was no longer with us, because he was the person that I played off of, you know, and now he was gone, so I didn't have that relationship, and I learned a lot from Tim, and I really loved working with him, so I miss that.
And now, speaking of that tongue-in-cheek playfulness, how do you as an actor kind of approach a series like that? Do you kind of try to play up the tongue-in-cheek, or do you try to approach it a little more seriously? And
if you know me at all, I'm one of these girls where, you know, someone tells a joke, goes right over my head. I am Miss Serious. So when doing Silver Spoons, for example, it was the perfect role for me to be surrounded by everybody else who was cutting up or doing goofy things, and I was the straight person, the straight man, basically, and it really fits my personality. I mean, I'm playful and fun, but most jokes just go right over my head. I always play the truth of the moment, and if it's funny, great. But the comedy comes out of the honesty or the truth of the situation.
Now, you were in Jason, the Final Friday. Now, I'm a huge fan of Jason myself, but my main question is, what's the real difference between like working on a Jason movie and then to go and work on some of the other series that you've done?
It's interesting. When I was approached by Sean Cunningham to do Jason Goes to Hell, number 9, I told him, I said, you know, unfortunately, I don't see horror films, and I've never thought of myself as being in a horror film. And he said, oh, but Aaron, it's not a horror film. And I said, what? He said, no, it's a dark comedy. Trust me, it's a comedy. And I said, well, what do you mean? Please explain. He said, oh, trust me, you're going to go to the opening night, and the audience is going to be yelling back at the screen, and it's behind the door, dummy. And you know, they're going to know all the in-jokes. They're going to know the secret things that we put throughout the film. They're going to recognize it. It's going to be one big party, and believe me, nobody's going to be scared. So on that note, I went, okay, I'll do the job. And actually, I think I had more fun doing Friday the 13th than anything else, because I really didn't take it too seriously, and I was just having fun. I felt like a kid, you know, going to lunch with the knife in my back. I was laughing, and I think also the fact that everybody on the set was under the age of 24, including the director, I think he was. And he was young, let's put it that way. And there was sort of a youthful enthusiasm. Oh boy, we're doing a movie that sort of, I went, oh yeah, I mean, yeah, I kind of, you know, I caught that feeling and emulated it. And I just had a good time. I just didn't take it seriously. It was just fun.
And now, you've done many different one-shots on a lot of different series.
Yes.
Which were the most fun to work on? And what was the most fun that you've had, kind of thing?
Wow, so many to choose from. All right, first that comes to mind is Starman, for sure. I love doing that role. I love working with Claudio Guzman. Although he was a gentleman who had suffered from encephalitis and had lost his ability to speak, as a director, that's an important component to have, but he was such a visionary, and I was so taken by his artwork. Like, all the art in the Starman movie is his. He just whipped it out that afternoon. It was amazing. But what I loved was I would finish a take and I would look over to Claudio and he would have a twinkle in his eye. Okay, that's a good one. We're good. And he didn't need to say anything. And I think just working with Robert Hayes, I loved the movie, of course. To play the Karen Allen role was awesome. And then working in Sedona was, oh, what a blessing. And because I'm such a lover of things that fly in the sky and the unknown, and Sedona's the place to go if you want to wear crystals around your neck and meet with aliens or something. And matter of fact, we had one night where we were invited to an extraterrestrial walk-in meeting, so Robert Hayes and I went to that, and Robert was great to work with. So that was a highlight. Have to say Magnum PI, working with Tom Selleck, was great. I've said this many times and I will say it again, Tom Selleck has the best lips of any man I've ever kissed, okay. And then I have to say, any job I did with Robert Urich, there was something about Robert's presence, character, who he was, that I never felt like I was acting when I was with him, and that's gold. You know, I was just in the scene with him, and I always questioned, how is it that he does that to me? How does he? I'm no longer, you know, I'm not out of the scene. I'm in the scene. I'm in the moment with him, and I never felt like I was acting. It was very bizarre. He just had that effect. Let's see, what else? Doing the Fantasy Islands was fun. Kind of out there a little bit, but it was fun at the time. It was a big hit show. And then there were movies of the week that I did. Born Beautiful, which is a movie I did based on the story of my best friend, which is kind of interesting. You know, I know when my friend Betsy's mom called me and said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're the one that's been chosen to play Betsy," because I was her best friend. So although I had held a lot of responsibility with that, because, you know, I'd get off the set and I'd say, "Betsy, is that how the argument with you and your husband went?" You know, so that there was a lot of pressure that way. But it was also, her story somewhat paralleled mine, and the idea of playing a model in New York and the issues that she was dealing with at that time was similar to what I was dealing with. So that was, I liked that. And it was also one of the few movies that I've done where the storyline went through my character. I was the focal point. Most of my roles have all been supporting roles, as is the case with most women, particularly in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I loved Avenging Ace. William Catt, I say to this day, saved my life. And it's one of those moments as an actress where you realize that, you know, when they ask you to do your own stunt, you've got to learn to say no. There are some people who do that. But they talked me into running out of the helicopter before it explodes, and they promised me and swore up and down there weren't enough explosives to worry about. And they just wanted to get that, you know, the close-up of my face as the explosion goes off kind of thing. Well, I have this picture hanging on my wall for one reason, because as we're running and the helicopter explodes, the shrapnel went past us and went and hit the people on the other side of the camera, another 30, 40 feet away. And luckily, William Catt, his instincts and his reflexes were so fast, he just threw me down on the ground. Otherwise, I would have been frozen standing up with shrapnel, you know, coming through my back. So, no, you don't do your own stunts, okay? Let somebody else who wants to risk their lives do that. So I've been very fortunate. I worked on a lot of good shows. So.
Well, I thank you, and I look forward to following your career as it progresses on, and good luck in the future.
Well, I look forward to hearing your comments on The Guild. Don't forget, fifth season.
Sorry, I look forward to giving them.
Okay, thank you.